What's good, y'all? It's your boy CMJ here, bringing y'all another episode of the Go Talk. This time, I'm bringing y'all LA's Finest Volume 2 with three special guests. I got tonight, man, the homie just made me laugh so hard. So, you know, I'm trying to keep my composure, but I'm hella excited right now because I'm talking to, like, three really talented people. I'm going to introduce them right now, you know, let them speak for themselves and tell me or tell us and tell everybody where they're from. And, you know, we'll just get into it, you know, and see where they're from and what kind of products they got coming up, you know. So, Planet, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. What's up?
Introduce yourself to this wide variety of people that I'm pretty sure going to be watching this because y'all, I ain't going to lie, y'all got some followers, man. It's my boy Infinite Speedy and Teddy Ali, y'all got some people behind y'all. I ain't going to lie.
Actually, though.
I appreciate it.
Hi everyone. What's up? My name is Planet. Planet 419. I'm a rapper, singer, songwriter, producer, filmmaker, and director. I do a lot, but I'm really excited to be here. Thank you, CJ, for inviting me on the podcast.
Oh, man, I'm hella excited to have you.
I'm really excited to get to know my other two co-hosts, Teddy and Speedy.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate it. What's up, people? Everybody, like, it's hard. Like, give me a second.
No, you good, bro. Just talk, bro.
I've been smoking, but... Not like, you know, it's Teddy Ali. A lot, you know, if you listen to me, you're gonna hear me say my little like catchphrase. It's just like that. Like a lot of niggas really fuck with it, but you know, it's I'm from Los Angeles, California. You know, this is my first little podcast and everything, and I'm excited. I don't really do podcasts. This is my first one, and you know, it's cool to do it with someone you know, because I fuck with you a lot in school. Niggas was real. Niggas was cool. We kicked it like every day. So right. It ain't really like too nervous, but yeah, honestly, I just started doing music last year in all honesty. So, really? You know, I got a mixtape coming out next month. Everybody just be ready for that.
Oh, okay. We're going to tap in. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Yeah, we're going to have to dive into that. But, Speedy, what's up, man? What's up, man? What's up, man?
What's up with it? It's Infamous Speedy. Feel me? Most famous PMN, plug me and all that. But you feel me? I'm coming from Inglewood, California. I've been rapping for since I was 9, about 20 now. Turning 21 in the summer. You know.
That's right.
I appreciate my nigga CMJ for, you know, having me on this podcast. It's my first ever podcast.
Really? You know. Yeah. But is everybody here a first timer? First time podcaster?
Yeah.
I mean, I could always come back.
Oh, no. I would love to have you. Man, listen, man. So everybody introduced themselves. For a lot of people that don't know whoever's going to be tapping in tapping into this for the first time. Like, I've been doing the podcast thing for like 4 years. I kind of fell off in the middle of them 4 years. So that's why I'm not really as big as I should be now, but I'm going to be more consistent with it now. And it's just like, I was nervous too, like, because I'm recording myself talking and I'm basically talking to people who I don't know are listening yet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, right. What do I, like, am I going to say it right? Am I going to be saying things that, man, I just let it go, you know? I just wing it. I just flow.
Especially with cancel culture, you just never know what's out there. It's like the X-Files.
That sucks, though.
Besides, you know, like, if you guys, my friends, from what I know about you guys have a bunch of followers and like a bunch of people that already support you and like fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? So I can tell that you guys already have like some kind of infectious, if not talent, then energy, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I think it would just, I think people want to hear what you got to say. So I'm going to have this platform. If I have this platform, I'm going to, you know, welcome anybody on, you know, to, you know, chop it up. We chopping it up. Talk about you. Open up. You know, maybe this is a side of you that people don't know about yet. You know, maybe you got something. Maybe there are questions that about you that they don't know. You know, I mean, you get what I'm trying to say, man. You get what I'm trying to say. You see, I'm already messing up. You know, but I'm gonna keep that in though, because I've been doing this. I'm comfortable speaking. So you know.
That's why I
want
to,
and I want to make y'all comfortable too. That's why I was like right now I'm rambling.
I appreciate that.
You know, that's how you know you're comfortable though. You comfortable when you rambling? Sure, it sure points out you nervous, but if you ramble with confidence, it could be a whole different thing.
That's right. When you chime in, that shows confidence right there too. You know what I'm saying? You see how you just chiming in? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, let's
have me and coach.
Planet, the other day you told me you were working on a visual album.
Yeah.
What is that about? And what is that? Because I'm not as musically inclined as you guys. I like music. I love music too, but I'm really don't. I don't know what, like, what's a visual album? Like, is that a specific kind of album?
I mean, I feel like artists have been doing visual albums here and there, but I would say it didn't really become as big of a thing, at least for me, until Beyonce did it first. So she did it with Lemonade. And I feel like that was a really like powerful body of work that really spoke to me. During 2020 when she dropped Black King, I was literally like, I have to do something like this. Like, I love the storytelling. I love the visuals. I feel like visuals are a big part of music at this point. Like, as someone who loves, like, telling stories that, like, completely, like, you know, people get lost in, I feel like I definitely wanted to do something, like, to that same level of, like, you know, it's a musical production. So, basically, it's just, like, a really long music video, but, like, for an album. And I feel like a lot of people just kind of do like, you know, not cookie cutter videos, but like there's a formula to how you can do a video and make sure like, you know, you have the right cuts, you have the right scenes, you have the right set, you know, you have the right people there. But I feel like something that's kind of gotten lost in like everyone having access to doing music and, you know, making visuals, it's like, it's the storytelling and like the not even authenticity, because you know everyone's being authentic in their own way, but like just like the maybe like intention. So that's why I'm doing a visual album. So basically every song on the album is going to be a part of a visual, but it's more like, for me it's more like a short film, you know, like I don't know. I'm also going to do like, I also want to do like feature films. That's what I'm going to school for too, is to like actually write movies, like full blown movies. Because I was inspired by Black Panther, and also how they did the soundtrack for it, like the way it came about. I just love like, I love doing visuals along with like music. I feel like I don't necessarily separate the two. Like even when I'm writing, I'm always imagining like a story. So I figured might as well just like do them both together. But yeah, that's my long answer. But yeah, it's just like, it's just a really long music video that has all your songs in it, like an album. That's basically what a visual album is. But yeah, I'm working on one right now. It's gonna be pretty short, because I'm in school, but
right.
I'm working on a second one to hopefully like release next year. That's gonna be longer, and like I'm gonna produce most of the tracks on the album and for the video. So,
Speaking of videos, and you are quite a busy bee.
I like what you did there. You're stupid, not quite a busy bee. he was spinning.
Yeah. Tell me the inspiration behind the artistry in the music video that you made, Queen Bee?
Honestly, making Queen Bee was a really crazy story.
Oh yeah, I'm here for crazy stories.
Yeah, it's a very special story, but it's crazy. Basically, I was unemployed March of 2020. I lost my job because of COVID, and I was just in the house every day, smoking, drinking, not doing shit like everyone else, just like kind of, you know, stuck, but also like lost, you know, just like didn't know what's gonna happen. Yeah, exactly. You didn't know what's gonna happen next. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Shit was popping off, like all the riots were happening in that summer. Like there was just so much shit happening. I was just like in the house.
What a time to be alive.
Literally. And then I was gonna do the video in the house. Like I was just like, okay, at least let me just like, we had a dining room that we didn't use. I was like, you know what, let's just make a set. We'll film it in the house. It won't be that huge a production. And then I just kept like working on it with my cousin, and it just turned into a full blown music video. I made the set, I styled all the clothes, I produced the video. So basically everyone who was on the project, I found them, from the animator to the co-director to the crew to the editors to the choreographer, all those people. Like,
you said you did this in the kitchen?
Well, it was supposed to be in the dining room. It ended up being in a studio. But what had happened was I didn't get unemployment for almost 8 months. So I got a pretty big check when they finally gave it to me. So I was just like, fuck it.
Okay, great.
And fund the video. But also around the time that we actually shot the video, I was actually homeless. My cousin was living with me at this point, and we were working on the video together. So we literally worked on the video even while we were homeless. Like, we had to do a whole GoFundMe and like stay at an Airbnb for a couple like weeks, and then we had to start couch surfing.
The day, damn, this sounds like a movie.
I literally don't understand how I even made it through that year, because
this should have been a vlog.
I mean, I'm gonna document it, because I basically like took a video of everything that like as it was happening. But like, it was a really stressful time. We were literally couch surfing. We moved like at least four or five or six times like within that year. The day that we filmed the video, none of the cast and crew knew that we were homeless, except the co-director and one of the people who was on set, because they were like my really close friends. So no one knew I was homeless, even while we were filming the video. And literally, we signed a lease to move into our apartment like 3 days before I dropped the song.
Hey, that's dope.
Yeah, it was crazy, honestly, like being homeless throughout the entire time and like having meetings with people on the air mattress. Like, or like, because I also had a job at the time too, but like it was a part time job, so it wasn't paying for shit.
Right.
So like, I'm paying people to like, you know,
I mean, it's part time.
While I'm fucking homeless and I'm fucking like, yeah, it was part time, but like, this bitch was paying me $15 an hour to basically like, run her like be her fucking social media manager, like her marketing lead.
How do you do that part time? She was being like, does she like?
I don't
she,
do like... part time. She just pays me part time because it's for a startup. But anyways, yeah. But yeah. So it was a really hard journey. There was a lot of work. I had a lot of favors. I had, you know, did not sleep. I slept 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours before we filmed the video, because I was still making the set the night before. But you know, it was really rewarding in the end. I feel
Well, you got hella views on that.
Yeah, I got hella views. I had over 100,000 streams.
That's right.
But I had to re-release it a couple days ago because I'm trying to get signed by this manager. And one of the things that she said was, like, you have to have, like, your same name on all the platforms. So, like, it's a whole ordeal, whatever. But, But, yeah, that was the story of how I created the video. It was just, like, I felt like I was kind of pushed to my, like, wit's end. Like, literally homeless, jobless during a fucking pandemic. My family knew about this. They didn't really care. A lot of my friends knew about it. They weren't really that helpful. I mean, it's fine because, you know, everyone has their shit that's going on. I had a lot of help from, like, random people from the internet. Like, it was a really scary time, and I felt like music was the only thing I had. So I was just going to put my all into something, you know, whatever that ended up being, and it just happened to be that video. So,
but you know what? I'm really proud of you. Congratulations.
Thanks, bro.
It sounds like a real tough time. I'm happy to see you go above it.
It seemed like you never caught no fatigue. You feel me?
I mean, I definitely caught it. I just was like, shit, it's either this or death. Like, at this point, you know, like,
in own God,
honestly, because, like, I feel like especially now, like, your work is kind of the only thing you own, you know? Like, that's just, like, your work ethic and, like, you know, your passion. I don't know. It's just, like, I feel like that's the only thing I own for myself, so.
Hell yeah, you're doing that thing. Speaking of that, man, you know, and that's why I had to, you know, invite you to the podcast, you know, because I can tell that you're talented, you know, and Like watching your videos and Speedy, you got a video like that just came out a couple months ago. No fatigue, like, bro,
yeah.
That was hard, bro. Like, that was hard.
Looking.
Yeah, I want to talk about that with you in a second. But yeah, you know.
Wait! Can I just say something on Instagram? Like, I went to Speedy page and everything, and I saw this video he posted. Bro, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I told him in the DM, bro, that shit was tough. Bro, I actually like street rap and all that. Like, I ain't gonna lie, bro, this shit's tough. I catch a lot of flack for it with the homies because, you know, they don't like always listening to street rap. But, like, don't get me wrong, bro. I'm not gonna get in the streets, but, bro, this shit is a very good thing to listen to. Like, bro,
I appreciate it.
Niggas can play GTA, slide, and everything. Like, bro, that shit was hard.
Speedy, bro, you got this song, bro. You got this song called Mud, bro, and I'm really curious, bro, to talk to me about that song, bro. Talk to me about that song.
Hey, I don't even want to speak on that, man. Like, you know, the homie just hit me, like, you know, I got a studio session for, like, 10 hours. I'm like, all right, smooth.
Damn.
So, I go up there. And he just played it one beat. He like, oh, this little beat I got off of YouTube. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to need this. So, man, let me tell you. So, next thing you know, some other people come. Then it's some lean involved. It's a whole bunch of that. So that's, you know. It. Yeah, we drink some lean, and I come up with that song. Next thing you know, after I'm done with that song, I knocked out for the whole session. I probably ain't wake up till about like 4 in the morning, and yeah, I missed out on about a couple more songs. I'm kind of hurt off of that day. But it's all good. I came up with that, and I fuck with it. I'm not gonna lie.
Shit hard. But, man, I had to add that to my playlist, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
Where did you record No Fatigue? Because I didn't recognize any of them places in the videos, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I know you from out here too. You know, you from out here in LA, but I didn't recognize none of them places you was at. Maybe because I don't get out much. Maybe because I don't get that. Maybe that's me.
So I recorded No Fatigue at Alondra Park. It was towards, like, I would say towards, like, the back part, more where the houses are at and stuff. And okay. Where else did I go? We went to downtown to the Wilshire, you know, the La Brea Tar Pits or something like that.
Hey, wait. Tell me about them white people in the back of the video, bro. Tell me about them people. Like, was they just chilling? Was they laughing? Like, was they watching? Like, was they just a part of the video? Like, who are they?
They were watching the artists at work.
So they had came and started taking pictures. So I'm like, you know. My boy recording it. He like, what you want to do? I'm like, record the song. I'm not on none of that. I'm here to record. So right. We get that video, and they was just like, oh, we're going to sneak into the background, act like we just, you feel me, doing this and that. And it's like when I started to notice them, like towards the end, when I noticed them, when I walked up, they just left all of a sudden. And
That's a damn shame. They could have said something.
Literally left me with so much confusion. I'm like,
why people are so fucking weird?
I really hope they see that video though. Like, I just want to know who they are.
Like, I just want to know who they are. Hey man, I really like that song too, bro. Like. Your style of rap, bro. You make me want to hop on a track, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying,
bro. Hey, man, look, I make music with anybody. Whoever trying to make music, hit my DM. Feel me? I'm down to work with anybody. Let's raise some money.
Pay less.
Respect. Yeah, hey, you know what? Hold on, Teddy, bro. Who is Old Goony, bro? Who is that?
Bruh, that's the homie, bro. That's Goony. It's hard to explain, but like basically like if, like my whole if we gonna jump into this topic, that's like the whole reason like I started rapping, like, you know, because you interview JCL and everything, and like, you know,
all right,
those two are like the whole reason why I started
check this
doing
out.
Everything.
Hold on, wait. I'm glad you mentioned that. I should have wrote down what song that was. Because I heard you mention his name in one of these damn songs. And I'm like, wait, hold on. And wait, I have to be honest, bro. You know what? Let me just say this right now. Maybe I'm going to get myself in trouble, but fuck it. Like, JCL, bro, I ain't going to lie, bro. I don't remember who that is from my high school. I don't remember. So when he
you want to know something funny?
Bro, hold on. Before you finish, bro, when he hits me up, like before we did the podcast, when he used to hit me up and reply to my story, like, and he would like, he would talk to me like we was really close, but like I look at his profile, I'm like, bro, I don't know who the fuck this is. Like,
man,
I ain't playing basketball with him at lunch.
Please let me tell you this, bro.
I'm a cool dude, and if you fuck with me, I'ma fuck with you. So you know, I'm like, I rock with bro. You know what I'm saying? I had him on the cast. I really, he also don't know much about sports. But he kind of sort of chimed in on some sports. I kudos to him. He chimed in on some sports topics a little bit here and there. I'll give it to him, bro. You know, I respect that. You feel me? So, go ahead.
Let me tell you this, bro. Because I literally like I was with him like I think a few weeks ago, and he was telling me we were talking about the same shit. And I kid you not, he's saying the same shit you saying. And like, bro, I must be the only person who remember because like, bro, niggas used to hang out, and it was the last semester because. He didn't stay that long. He left before high school, like before like ninth grade and all that. He was there in like middle school. And like it was that last semester when he left and went to do what he was doing with school. And like niggas used to fuck with each other. Like y'all didn't like, you weren't by the basketball courts, but like niggas would be by the tables and y'all talk about games and everything. And like Y'all were cool, but like I literally was having the same conversation with him. Y'all both saying the same shit. I'm just like, bro, y'all were cool. Y'all may not have been like cool, but you know, like,
I get that, bro. I do, but like it was just like, no for me to burden, bro. Like I said, for me the confusion was
y'all
like,
both
like,
had the same reaction. I'm telling you, y'all both said the same thing to me. I'm like, bro, I don't know how both of y'all don't. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I was the only one paying attention, but both of y'all had the same expression.
I mean, listen, but I ain't going to lie. If he wasn't playing sports, I really didn't know who he was like that. Mm-hmm. Like that. I was on the court every lunch with the same niggas, bro. I'm talking about the same three or four dudes playing hoops. And then we went to go play football at Darby. We went to play football at Darby, Darion.
Right. You know, good and well, you was not always on them courts.
Hold on, bro. What you? Wait.
You know.
Where was I? Where else was I?
Niggas was on the side talking shit. Bro. I'm saying is this. When we was younger, maybe. I'm saying we was younger, yeah. But you know, when we got older, got into high school and shit, bro. You know, good and well, them younger grade, them ninth and tenth graders on the courts, niggas was on the side talking shit about other shit, like. Bro, niggas was by the courts.
I don't think you remember. I transferred to View Park in my junior year, and I was playing basketball at lunch on the court. Junior in my senior year.
No, you was. I'm just saying, there were some times where you know it'd be me, you, like Steven, Jason, and all that. We'd be on the side and we'd be just talking shit about.
I don't remember being on the side because we didn't lose, so I don't remember being on the sideline.
I don't play no ball.
I'm just letting you know, bro. I don't remember being on the sideline talking shit because we ain't lose like that.
I don't play no ball.
I'll let you know. Anyway. Oh my god, I can't get over it. This shouldn't even have been about me. Anyway, hey bro, the grabber freestyle, bro. I was listening to that, and I think I'm gonna remix that. That's kind of hard, right?
Yeah, and you know, you want to know something funny?
Yeah.
When I did the whole
you got a story for all these songs, huh? Yeah, we could be at this all night.
Yeah, Robbie in my own world. But when I did the Goonie Gang summer tape, I actually bought the license for some of those songs. It was like three or four of them. But
right.
The rest of them, I bought the license for that. I bought the license for Roof from Euphoria and something else. I think it was like Tell Me How You Feel or I Ain't Missing You. But like. Yeah, grab a freestyle. I like that. And actually, that's one of my favorite type of beats to get on. I love them Sada Baby type beats. Them shits like just be like jamming. And get you like a real bopper.
Speaking of that, who is Diva about?
Diva? So that's about my next tape. My whole next tape is like just about wrestling. Like it's a whole wrestling tape. So like... I fuck with wrestling, like, bro, I fuck with it heavy. And, like, the whole thing about wrestling is, like, you know, it's all scripted and stuff like that. So if you want to pretend like this is the metaverse type shit, it's just me and my own metaverse. So in this verse, I'm, like, I'm a popular wrestler and I fuck with divas. Like, the divas fuck with me. Like, these are all these different type of divas that are wrestling on SmackDown and Raw, and they just fuck with me. So it's just a song about divas. Like, niggas, divas acting up, you know, diva personality, you know.
Yeah, I feel that. So we're like, is there like a certain artist that like inspires you to really like rap, or is this something like you just wanted to do like on your own? Like,
well, yeah, like you were saying earlier, like old Goonie, bro. Like I went to school with him in elementary, and like niggas lost touch and reconnected in like high school, and like you know, I always fuck with the way he raps. Like, he does a lot of different stuff, but you know, him and JCL, they both like I've been. In the stew, like I seen JCL like do what he do and like kind of come from like, you know, that kid in school and doing all this other stuff. And then with like Goonie's always been doing music. Goonie's always like, you know, doing different types of tracks, doing like reggae, doing like all this other stuff. And then like, I like to listen to a lot of street shit too. So like, that's all I was saying with, you know, Infamous Speedy and that clip he posted. So, you know, I listen to a lot of King Von and like, you know, Fredo Bang and all the other stuff. And like, you know, Young and Ace, and like, you know, I like some melodic shit too, but like, you know, it's just all different types of music, but it's just really hearing it so much and seeing like those two do it, kind of being around, it's just like, you know, I started doing it like I was hosting one of Goonie's tapes, and like I did the little intros and outros for the songs, and then like he had this one song he couldn't get nobody ambush. And, like, it was just, like, a real, like, difficult beat for people to get on. Like, I was already doing the intro, so he was like, you want to get on the beat? I couldn't get nobody else on it, so I just started doing that. And then it was Lumo Ted. And then when I did the Root from Euphoria, that's when I knew, like, oh, shit, doing music kind of cool. If I could say one last thing, because you brought up the freestyle. I was trying to get like a video director, and I was trying to fuck with him on doing the video. And that was actually a song I wanted to do a video for. It was like, I feel it's gonna be like a real simple shoot, kind of like a one shot and everything. Just kind of like, that's gonna be the whenever I do my first video, that's gonna be the video I do, because I love that grab a freestyle. I like smoking.
I feel that wholeheartedly. But that's what's up, man. I fuck with that. Shoot. Planet, I'm about to swing it back around to you.
Pat.
So earlier you were saying that Beyonce's Lemonade, her visual album was basically an inspiration behind, you know, you creating your own. But is she like your favorite artist, like one of your main like inspirations as an artist, or do you have somebody else that you kind of?
Yeah, I feel like I have a lot of inspirations, but like for rapping specifically, my favorite artist is Gangsta Boo. Like,
oh, okay, hold on, tell me some more, because I ain't never heard of that person.
She's honestly like a fourth member of 3-6 Mafia. Like, okay, you know, like,
yeah.
They were, like, a huge, you know, collective. So, like, a bunch of people kind of went through. Like, not necessarily, like, you know, the top three, but, like, they collab with a bunch of people. And also, they were local artists, so they collab with a bunch of Memphis artists. But Gangsta Boo is, she's from Memphis. She's been, affiliated with 3-6-9, like, since forever. She was actually on stage with them at the last verses that they did against, I think it was Bones and Thugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was on there and she was rapping with them. But yeah, she's my favorite artist. I'm a Memphis, like, Memphis rap, Memphis trap diehard. That's my favorite genre, period. But I also, like, love Nicki. I feel like any like woman rapper past, like, you know, who was in the time like past Lil' Kim, like, loves Nicki Minaj. I mean, I love Lil' Kim too, obviously, let's not dispute that, but like yeah. And then like newer artists that I feel like inspired me are like Asian Doll. Like, he's one of my favorite rappers.
Queen Von.
Yes sir. Yeah, Asian Doll is definitely up there. I love the Dolls in general. I feel like the Dolls they're cute. They're cute. They're the same thing. I mean, I feel like, you know, guys have their own too, like Lil's, and like all the babies, you know, like the different babies and all that. I feel like that's like dudes' versions.
The different babies.
Yeah.
It's only three.
Some more. You know, I think it's any like baby face killer or baby.
No. I don't know who they are. It's Birdman, it's Lil Baby, and it's the baby, Mr. Self Defense.
What about Sada Baby?
Yeah, Sada Baby. Who else? There's definitely some other ones.
Bro, it's for sure some more babies out there. Especially if we ain't even heard of them. It's some more. I don't doubt it.
But I also like love R&B. I feel like Beyonce definitely is up there as, like, you know, singing inspiration. Whitney. I love the greats. Like, I feel like that's one thing that is not lacking in, like R&B now. I just feel like there aren't as many singers that are, like, a lot of, like, you know, like Mariah Carey or, like, Aretha Franklin. Like, I feel like we don't necessarily have a lot of those kinds of, like, girls coming out, but.
Oh, no, I feel you on that. And speaking of singing, because, you know, like, I'm glad you brought that up, and it's a great way for me to wing this real quick. Speedy, like, yeah. You ain't thought about making, like, a song, you know what I'm saying? I'm just asking, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just asking, like, I'm just curious. and planning. I'm asking you the same thing too, because I feel like unless you got a song like that already, I don't know about.
What do you mean by like song?
I think Speedy get what I mean, but I think you get what I mean too. You want me to explain it for everybody, but I think everybody understand what I mean.
I kind of get what you mean.
But I mean, when I say song, I mean like do you have an urge to make a song that you're actually singing in, not just rapping? You know what I'm saying? I actually got a song.
What is it called? I don't know what it's called, but
homie don't know his own song.
Yeah, I just know I put too much autotune on that bitch, and
that's what you need.
It ain't never getting released. I can tell y'all that though.
Oh, it's not released.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. I just want to hear it unreleased. I don't even care. I just want to hear it.
It ain't never gonna be released, man. Yeah. It ain't gonna make the cut. I don't know.
Just play it on a live or something. It ain't never gotta be released. Just play it on a live.
I might do that. Maybe.
He said it ain't never gonna be released. Period.
I mean, we all got some stuff that end up in the bin. Now we all got some stuff that end up in the bin and burned up.
Is that horrible?
Hey, go ahead.
Y'all heard that YBN the Mirror song?
I don't listen to YBN the Mirror. I do be seeing him on YouTube though. I do fuck with his YouTube. He likes to talk a lot of shit.
He dropped with some high pitched shit, auto tune, whatever. It's 10 times worse than that. Oh, like
that's his own fault though. You can't look at him for an example.
Hey, no, I ain't looking at him as an example. You feel me? It's just like
it ain't for everybody though. I do feel you. It ain't for everybody.
Yeah, facts.
I do got some songs. Like I think you talking about. That's what my whole like last tape was about. Like
you do got some songs, bro. I, Speedy, do you have like an album or a mixtape that you really feeling right now? Maybe that's when I'm coming out that you're looking forward to.
I'm curious too.
You talking about for me or like other artists?
Like other artists, you know, like that you listen to.
I'm not really too hyped on all these, you know, mainstream artists, because I don't know. I feel like it's like. I really can't explain that, but it's, I don't have no favorite album or whatever, but it's a couple artists that I actually, you know, really listen to, like, you know, Jack Harlow, Lil Baby,
right.
You know, you know, Lil Durk, of course. So,
of course,
you know, all right, so I got an answer to that then. Okay. I gotta say 72-20, Lil Durk.
Okay. All right. Somebody had to say it.
Right. Yeah. It's going, it's, I ain't gonna lie. It's fire. I ain't gonna hold it.
It's different. I mean,
if I could ask, though, what's your favorite song?
My favorite song? Oh, it gotta be, what is that song called? What is that? I think it's the Federal Nightmares. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably one of my best songs on that.
I like the shootout at your crib. That's how the shootout at my crib. I had guards.
I like the.
What happened to Virgil?
Oh, yeah. And Grow Up, Keep It On Speaker. That was different. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, so one thing I want to ask all of you guys, and you can just take turns answering. What do you hope to achieve, you know, with making music and, you know, just in the music industry overall?
I can answer that real quick. In all honesty, I hope to achieve this. I just like niggas to listen to my shit. In all honesty, I don't even gotta be famous or nothing. If I can just get like you say, you know, you crammed all those songs, because you know I'm still like still kind of trying to find my sound and everything. I just started doing it last year. Like, you know, from like 2021, I think I got like overall, I got like a 500, like 1,000 streams for the whole year, like overall. So like, I just started doing it. So if I could just get like a few people to listen to it and just really fuck with what I'm doing and like fucking like with me finding what I'm doing myself, cause I still don't even know. Like you said, I got songs, you know, I'm still trying to like do other shit and like, you know, it's a whole journey. If you fuck with the process and you like seeing stories and shit, you see niggas improve. It should be something like to really keep your eye on.
I can go next.
Yeah, man, talk to me, man. Talk to me, baby.
Tell me the truth.
Me? My goal is, you know, I want to be named as one of the greats. That's my main goal. You know, on top of that, I want to be able to just sit down to people who I, you know, grew up listening to, just sit down, talk to them, have them, you know, really fuck with my music. You know, that's really a goal of mine, just to have that support, that love from the, you know, worldwide. And, you know, speaking of that, feel me, I got a proposal for a record deal. They gonna, you know, send me out to Atlanta next month.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Damn. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Can't wait for more music.
It's gonna be a lot of more music coming soon.
Sound like niggas gonna take it to a whole new level.
Oh yeah, and I want y'all to come with me, you feel me? Let's go to the top.
Right. I respect that, man. Right, you do.
Oh God, I definitely want to feature at some point.
Oh yeah, just whenever you need it, I'm available. Any time of the day.
Can I ask a question real quick, just for everybody?
What? What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Let me ask this question, like, because I, you know, for me, what I really like doing music and stuff, or like, especially like doing shit with other people, like, bro, because I'm still like kind of just starting out, so like doing songs with other people, hearing like how other niggas do music, how other niggas is like, you know, lyrical and niggas have their own flows, and that's really what keeps you doing music. What about you and everybody?
We'll keep you doing music.
Everybody should be doing music.
Yeah, so the reason for me doing music, I gotta say, it's all about survival. Yeah, it got me through depression. You feel me? Like, it gives me the ability to actually put my feelings onto a paper, if not a paper, onto my phone, and just speak it out on a microphone and have anybody who clicks on that button listen to it. And I'm not gonna lie, I really don't care about having thousands and all that.
That's like, what I'm saying, bro. Just somebody to fuck with the music.
It's like just have that one single play and one single light. It just gives me so much joy. It's like just to have that one person to like my song. It makes me keep going because it's like
fulfillment.
You feel me? I don't care if 99% of the world don't fuck with my music. As long as that 1% fuck with my music, I'm gonna keep going for them.
Do it for the fans. That's all I'm saying. Whoever it is, even if it's just that one person, I'm gonna keep doing it.
You feel me? Because you never know. Your music may, you feel me, help somebody else in life. And yeah, that's like a great gift that come with music.
I feel that, bro. I respect that, bro. For real.
That's what I'm saying. Stuff from the soul.
Planet, what about you?
I think those are two questions now.
Is it two questions now? Because you got the co-host over here.
No, because look, you got disconnected, but the question was basically like, you know, why do you keep, you know, what keeps you doing music and everything? Like, I was saying, like, you know, with me, I like doing, like, you know, features with other artists and, you know, helps me improve and, you know, that's the whole reason of why you keep doing music and everything like that.
Okay, Brett. So I'm going to answer CJ's question and I'm going to answer the second one. I think CJ's first one was "What's My Goal?"
Right. With
music.
Right.
Honestly, I just want to be the best artist alive. I feel like that's always been my goal, is just to be like that bitch. I mean, I feel like just saying that bitch is very vague. But like, I honestly believe in my capability so much that when I have the chance to be able to like do all the things that I've always wanted to do, I'm just gonna do them. And I feel like the things I want to do are not the same things other people want to do, which is, you know, that's the great thing about everybody, is they have their own goals and dreams. But like, I want to do a lot of shit. So like, my goal is to be able to do all those things. And the thing that keeps me going in music, honestly, is, I don't know, I feel like my love for music just like grows as I like pay more attention to the stuff that I like and like the stuff that I want to make, the things I want to say, the people who I want to say it to, you know, like music has been a very healing space for me and has been a space that always creates community. So, you know, just, and I know it's kind of selfish of me to think about it like this, but I definitely, like, I enjoy other people taking part in my creation and in my, like, my creativity, however that might come out. But I honestly, at the end of the day, I feel like my music is for me. And I feel like that's also connected to like the type of music that I love and the type of artists that I love. Like, most of my music is going to be like music that gets me hype, that like either gets me through the day or gets me to a point where I'm like, you know, just so happy or elevated or confident, you know, or like helps me release like pain, helps me release sadness. Like I'm glad that other people get to enjoy that with me, but like at the end of the day, my music has always been for me. Like, it's always been to help me get through stuff and like for me to communicate how I feel and like how, you know, how I feel about things that happen to me or things that happen in the world. Like, it's been a really affirming space for me. And it's been a space that I feel like has only allowed me to be more comfortable in myself and like comfortable sharing myself with other people. 'Cause I feel like music is just such a pure language. Like, I don't know. I feel like music is just honestly one of the best things that humans could have created.
I don't even make music like that.
It's just such a, like, you know, like, I don't know. Every day I just wake up and think like, wow, I really just make music. Like, that's just crazy to me. Like, that I'm like, that I get to be so, like, I don't know, powerful in that way. Like, you know, like, I literally make things that just like change how I feel emotions, that change how other people feel, you know, like it's such a crazy experience. So yeah, I feel like just the joy that I get from being able to participate in this kind of like culture definitely just like keeps me going and like just makes me want to do it more. So I'm just like always trying to figure out how it is I can be able to like be better at it, or like, you know, be able to like be more impactful with my music, like the way, like, you know, making me, I know that obviously I make music for myself, but now I'm thinking about other people, like, okay, what kind of stories do people like to hear, that, or like, what are experiences that people have that are like, that we all have, you know, that we can all like, you know, release or understand together. But yeah, that's my long answer.
Oh my goodness, you with this long answer, no, like, you giving us good, impactful, and detailed
answers. I'm trying, like, but I'm also, you know, trying, not trying to like preach or whatever, you know, I'm just,
No, this is great. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to you, I'm listening to Speedy, I'm listening to, like, I'm listening to Teddy get comfortable, like, you know, really, like, opening up, you feel me? And it's like, you guys have really, like, made my night, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, being on the show, taking your time out to really, like, open up and share with just, not just me, but everybody else, like, things about you, you know, things about your life and the reasons why you make music and why you do the things you do, you know, and the things you want to achieve, not just in, you know, in the music industry, but in your life. So it's like, you know, I appreciate y'all, you know, it's like.
Same here, bro. This has been really dope. I love talking to artists. I feel like they just kind of get it.
Oh, man, y'all real inspirational. In all honesty, everybody got their own story and everything. Like, real inspirational stuff. I'm not gonna lie. Like, when I do music, I'm in my own little world. Like, I just write music. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm at my creating my own little, like, universe. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of use it to express myself. But like my how I'm doing my next mixtape and everything. Like, I'm just I'm my own little universe. Like, it's like doing a comic book.
Literally, like, it's you like know, you're manifesting.
It's yeah. Cool.
Sounds like I hate using that word because I feel like it's just such a. It's overused at this point, but you know, like, yeah.
Man, y'all make me want to do more music. Like, y'all got real stories about it, and like, you know, man. I really inspired by stuff like that.
Y'all, okay, listen, we're gonna wrap it up right here because we've been at this for a while. I don't know, y'all got lives, so y'all actually make music. Like, see me, I'll be thinking about it, not writing stuff down, you know what I'm saying? I don't be getting in the studio for real. And like I'm telling you, bro, and I don't like to do this, but bro, I'm telling you, I could rap for you and you're gonna be like, bro, why haven't you hit the studio? And it's not even like I don't wanna go. It's just to make a long answer short, bro, it's like when I started my fantasy football league like 4 years ago, it was like a rap for music, bro, because I'm so enthralled in football and fantasy and betting and fantasy football. And like, especially after I won the first two championships, like, bro, I was big shit. Like, what am I? I'm big flexing. Like, what? I run the league. I'm expanding the league every year. You know, and it's not even just that. I love to write. So I also write articles about the league. I make it like I make everybody in my league feel like they're an actual team owner, which they are, because everybody who like we have people who've been in the league for 4 years, 3 years, 2 years. We have rookies, you know, vets, blah blah blah. Like you actually feel like you own the team. You know, we have the draft. I make preseason, you know, like ratings for everybody. You know, I actually write the article because. This is what I want to do. You know, I want to get into broadcasting and journalism. So this is what I'm. Yeah. This is why I like having the podcast and having people on, and not just having a podcast about sports. You know, about football and basketball, but like media and pop culture. You know, let me get my friends, who my very talented friends, that come on to my podcast. So let's collaborate that way. Like that's how I envisioned this, and this was perfect. This was perfect. Like, yeah, this was so dope.
I really love hearing from everybody, honestly.
Yeah, you know, y'all gonna be hearing from me about a feature, you feel me? I'm gonna hop on everybody a little something, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. We can put out some bullshit and we can do whatever.
Me up too, bro.
Oh god, I don't even care if it's good. We can put out some bullshit. I don't even care. I'll just wait for the progression and we'll put out what sounds best in like a couple months. But we can just record some shit. I'm definitely trying to come back and do something else. I'm gonna drop a tape next month if you try to do something.
Man, this is LA's finest volume 2. This is not it, bro. I'm gonna have so many more like friends that rap. I wanted to have Quentin on, but he couldn't make it. I want to have Kyle on. He couldn't make it. I got a friend named Montre. He raps. You know, like I have a whole bunch of talented friends.
You talking about Quentin Westby?
Yeah,
I be talking to him too. I be telling him stuff, man. He be inspiring me too. Everybody be inspired.
Remember Lester, his rap name Les the Joker. He rapped too. Like, I might have to get him on. You know what I'm saying? Like he got some hard music too. So you know, that's what I'm just saying. This is what I envisioned. This is great. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate having y'all on, and you know, This warms my heart, you know.
No, that's facts. That's...
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Come back anytime. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for telling y'all story. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, man. Y'all have a good night, man.
You too, bro.
You too.
It was nice meeting you both. But good night, Teddy. Good night, Speedy.
Good night, everybody. I'll everybody. Y'all expect a DM from me in like a few months, especially with all y'all deals coming out. God bless everybody. I want a deal too.
Hey, you're gonna get one soon. I'm planning on opening up my own record label, so you feel me?
All right,
all right,
everybody.
Okay, good night, guys.
Good night.